Welcome to Our Pops Cast.
The 30 minutes of your day you didn't realize you needed. We are Pops and Pops.
I'm Miguel.
And I'm Jose.
And we invite you to grab a cocktail,
turn up the volume,
and shoot the shit with us.
Life is always better with Pops and Pops, so make sure to follow us on Instagram at Our Pops Cast.
And subscribe to Our Pops Cast wherever you listen to podcasts. And now,
let's go!
Hi, Pops.
Hi, Pops. Welcome back. How are you?
Good. Happy October.
Oh, it is October. Here we are.
We were supposed to do our first October segment last week. But
the weather just blew us away.
Yes, that's it. The weather blew us away. This cool fall weather.
Do you feel it changing?
Nah, girl.
What?
Actually, that's not true. I feel it in the morning. Yeah, when I leave the house in the morning, it's definitely cooler. But that's it. Okay. Which sucks because like you feel the coolness at the beginning of the day and you're like, oh, it's going to be a nice, cool, crisp day. And then you walk out after the gym and it's already like 85.
It's already 85.
And then it creeps back up. And
I have fond memories of crisp days. I like them like on a Saturday and a Sunday and hearing like the chainsaw going. And I don't know why. Like I maybe it's a sign like people are out and they're busy or they're like being productive, they're doing something, but the cold crisp and the sound of
a chainsaw
really gets me going. I'm like, yeah, can you come over here and chop my tree down too? Like, I'll watch. I don't know. It's something about that chainsaw and that crisp. Do you ever hear it?
No. No, I don't think a chainsaw per se, but I don't know. I just like, no.
No?
I love a nice, cool, crisp morning, especially on the weekend. Yes.
Okay, yeah.
But
you're probably, the sound that gets you going is probably when somebody's like mowing their yard.
Yeah, I mean, I love the sound of somebody mowing their yard and the smell of that.
And the smell. Yeah, no. Yeah.
But not a chainsaw. Anyway, happy October.
Happy spooky season.
Happy spooky season. We are already, believe it or not, 1 week into spooky season.
Yeah.
Into October.
It's exciting.
That's exciting and crazy and scary and all the things all at the same time. Are you ready for Halloween's?
I Halloween's. I am, but you mentioned scary. And before I talk about Halloween, I went to go visit my mom this past weekend and she was like, so what do you want for Christmas? I'm like, can we just get through Halloween?
Christmas.
But she's ready to get on her list and start working on it.
There are those people that shop throughout the year.
Yeah.
You know, and they find things and they're like, oh, he would like this or she would like that. You know, when the last time we went to Rome, not this past time, but the time before, the first time we went to Rome, mm-hmm. I bought my niece this little rosary. And when we went to see the Pope, you know, he like says, if you have something to be blessed, you can hold it up. And he like blesses her, a general blessing thing. And I got this rosary for her, blessed by the Pope, because I thought when she makes her first communion, I'm going to give this to her, right? Because I'm her baptismal godfather, yada, yada, all those things.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Girl, I don't know where that thing is.
Why would you ever trust yourself
with
a blessed item from the Pope?
I always do that. I always have things and I'm like, I'm going to put this right here where it's safe and I'm not going to forget.
Where does it go, my lovely?
I have
no
idea.
We all want to know.
I have no idea.
Okay, but, well.
Yeah, I can't shop throughout the year because I'll lose it.
You'll lose it.
Oh, yeah.
You need to have like your little gifts. Well, we don't have space to make a section for
a little closet or something.
A closet of future gifts.
Yeah. And then we'll be like, who is this for? Who is this for?
But that's why we got a name tag. Everything comes with planning it
out. Do you know us?
Well, okay. Yeah, that's true. We sound very put together. You look cute. Let's go to the sermon this weekend.
You look cute. Everybody, turn to your partner right now and tell them something cute.
Something cute.
Yes, yes.
That was the message this past Sunday.
Yeah, it was very sweet. It was very sweet. Father said, you don't need an excuse to tell somebody something cute. So just turn to them and tell him something cute.
That's why I'm telling you.
Thank you.
Do you think I'm cute?
Of course. I told you first.
Yeah, you did. You caught me by surprise. I was like, this cute. Must be
very cutesy, very demure. So anyway, now that we are back on the pod, a lot has happened in the last couple weeks, and last week we actually had a lot to share, but time just got away from us. And a very quick little, a little recap. Last weekend we went to go see MJ at the Majestic Theater.
The music of
Michael Jackson. What was your favorite Michael Jackson song? Do you have one?
I mean, Thriller is probably way up there for me.
Yeah.
But what is that? The Free Willy song.
Oh, Will You Be There?
Yeah, that. Yes. Oh. Yeah, that's a great song. That's a great
song. It could
come on and I'll be like, it's like that Lion King moment.
Yeah, it's got a great like percussion part.
And it's got all the feeling.
Whole choral sound. Yeah. That's a good one. That's
my
a really
favorite,
good one.
Favorite Michael Jackson.
Wow. Yours? I would say that was probably mine for a very long time. It's definitely one of my top like three. But I think Human Nature is definitely one of them.
Oh.
And Scream that he did with Janet.
Not my favorite.
I love that song. But I also like Man in the Mirror. That's a great song. There's too many. But what did you think of the show itself?
Oof. I thought it was a bit lackluster.
Okay.
It wasn't electrifying, and it didn't have a lot of wow factor for me.
Yeah.
And I know that it was only focused on a small segment. It was on based on the Dangerous Tour.
Right.
And that's it. Yeah. And I just wish it delved a little bit more deeper into his life, his upbringing, and it just highlighted a few moments.
You know, you would think that a show about Michael Jackson is going to just be wow, wow, wow. I mean, there are so many big, big songs, big moments that you would expect to just really carry this show. And that didn't happen for me either.
Wow.
But I'm glad we saw it. I wouldn't go see it again.
Exactly. I wouldn't go see it again. It's worth seeing once. For sure. Yeah. But
And then we went to go see The Fantasticos at Classic Theater. That's a show based on The Fantastics, but it was a bilingual version of it.
What did you think of it?
I thought that show was great. It was in the Classic Theater space, which is very small, a little small, intimate theater.
I love that theater.
Me too. It's great.
It's really intimate.
You're like right in the middle of the show.
There's no bad seat there. Right, and so I know a few other good shows are coming up. So I always look forward to going to that space.
Me too.
And feeling like I'm right there.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we did that. We also went out. So totally different thing.
What?
We went to Bond's Bar, downtown San Antonio.
That's right. our popper Jackson's first concert.
Yes. He is a singer and he sings rock music, like metal music.
Right.
And so this is his first like live concert. What did you think about going to Bond's Bar? Tell people what it was.
Okay. First off, Bond's Bar, it's a little, how would you describe it? Like
it's a biker bar. It's like a biker leather bar.
Leatherish.
But a straight bar. It's not a gay bar.
Yeah. It's a very emo. It's a lot of like.
Very just kind of rock, dark.
Rocky.
A rock bar.
You know, back in the day, White Rabbit used to be around, and that used to be a place where you hear rock bands come in, just new bands that wanted to showcase their music. And I remember going there, and no problem. Like, there was no problem.
Yeah.
Now that just going out as a gay individual, gay going out, and I used to be kind of scared of those places.
Were you intimidated by it? Did you feel like you were gonna you were in danger being there?
No, not necessarily in danger. I just insecure. Didn't fit in.
A little insecure?
A little insecure maybe. Yeah. Maybe yeah. I don't know. And I almost had that feeling going into Bond's Rock Bar when I first walked in, opened the door, and I'm like that feeling happened again.
See, I feel like I don't think you and I have ever had this conversation before, but I feel like you feel that way often.
Really?
When we go places.
Huh.
I'm very much like, we're here, we're queer, get over it. I don't really ever feel in danger. I don't feel scared.
I guess I'm always on guard. Surprisingly, there were a lot of welcoming and nice individuals there who may not look nice or pleasant.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I think like sometimes people just come off as hard or abrasive. And sometimes I'm just like wanting to be friends with everyone. And with that certain look, you don't really get that sense of like being welcomed.
That makes sense.
It has nothing to do with, to me, it has, well, I guess it does have to do with a gay card. But you want to go into any space and feel welcome, right?
Well,
and
we also went in.
We went to,
was that the night we went to Fantasticos? Yeah, we went to see Fantasticos, and then we went to the, to
that's
the,
right. That's right. We dressed up for the event. So we were dressed not rocker.
Yeah, like, and everybody there was dressed in like black, and which was, that was typical of the bar. And we looked totally different.
Yeah.
And stood out for sure. But one of the guys came up to me and was like, I really like your outfit. I like what you're wearing.
Yeah.
Totally caught me off guard, but it was cool. It was cool. Nonetheless.
Wow, don't make me go so deep.
Nonetheless, Jackson was amazing.
Yes.
He did a fantastic job. Super proud of him. I hope he performs more because I would love to go see him again. It was great. It was great to see a bunch of people there supporting him, and all that was just awesome.
And he also, he did original stuff, which I really liked his music, his original music,
he's
which
got some
really
great
good
stuff.
But he went into Tool, the band Tool, and played Sober. And you know, back in the day listening to rock music, I just thought I was listening to rock music, but that hearing that music live and that energy and that
it's good.
So
a lot of fun.
Good. I kind of miss that in concerts in general. Like, I could go to a country.
Oh, girl, country music is
or
not
any
the
pop,
same.
And I am just not as in tuned with the music as much as rock music.
Yeah.
I was really surprised by this whole experience at Bonds Rock Bar. Who knew that I was going to have
celebrate? It's funny because we went to Bonds Bar, and then from there we went over to a new bar in San Antonio called The Weeknd.
The Weeknd.
That was a very busy night that night.
Yeah, it is a night to remember.
Yes, absolutely. We went to this bar, this new bar, new club called Weeknd, WKND, here in San Antonio. It's over on the Gay Strip.
Yeah.
And walked in and we're just like, wow. This is a brand new gay bar, and it's a dance club.
It's like a dance club.
It wasn't very big. It was small.
Very clean.
Very clean. It'll be like that for a little while. And
Till Fabulosa takes over.
And then they started playing some old school gay like dance music.
Yes,
and
they did.
It was stuff that I remember listening to when we used to go to the Bonham, to the Saint. Did you have a good time?
Yeah, it was
such a good time that night.
I mean, once they play Sonique, if you don't know her, look her up. I'm sure that first song or two you're gonna know it.
Yes, you know, everybody knows so
for
deep.
Sure. Nostalgic vibe, just feel good. And
so when you first came out, who did you like go out to the bar with?
I think I ventured out on my own for a bit because back then it was Don't Ask, Don't Tell. And I didn't have anyone to talk about it or to explore or anything, so I just went in blind and
just went out by yourself?
And I would talk to people just like if I was to go out alone, like, hey, what's
up?
Wow,
interesting.
And there wasn't no crew that I went to go
to the
Saint
gay bars,
nope.
We always had
you always had like a core group.
Yeah, I had a couple of friends that we would go out together and have a good time, but it was fun. It was fun. This night at Weeknd was very nostalgic for me,
because
it reminded me of that. We danced like we were 22 again, and it was the next morning we were hurting, and
Well, I remember being very sore the next day. I was like, why are my legs like,
I'm like, you were dancing like a kid last night.
It was so fun. Okay.
And we went with a bunch of the guys who went to go see Jackson, and they're all young. I mean, you know, and so it was fun. I had a good time. And then the next day, we had an engagement dinner for Rick and James.
Rick and James are engaged. It's public, right? Like,
people
are talking
about
it.
It's public.
Like,
oh, of course. Of course.
Yep.
Yeah. So Rick and James are a couple of our Don Quixotas, and they got engaged just recently while they were out on a European cruise, and it was so fun. Do you remember our engagement dinner?
Yes. It was here at our house.
Yeah, it was.
A lot of, like, close friends were here. We had a big dining table.
Yeah, and it was a bunch of people. Big U-shape in the living room.
In the living room. Like, how do we fit so many people in here?
There was a lot. There were like 25 people. It was a lot of people.
This is funny, but we probably bought the house not that long ago. And for us, this is a big house. But now that living in here for almost, 10 years, it seems like.
Well, we also have stuff.
There's a piano in the front room now.
Yes, yes. Back then, that room didn't have, it had like a little couch and a little table.
That's why it was a big room. Yeah. Now it's just like, there's no way that we can host a dinner
the house
for
is getting
25 people.
Smaller and smaller. So I don't know. I would love to hear other people's engagement stories. So if you're listening right now and you're married or you're engaged, we would love to hear your engagement story to share it on our next episode.
Yeah, that would be fun to share a little story or two. Yeah.
So we are in October now. We are in spooky season.
Yes, yes.
Halloween is only a few weeks away, like literally like 3 weeks away.
Right.
I know we've talked about costumes before, but I looked up to see what the most common costumes this year are.
Ooh.
You know, we've talked about that you used to be a cowboy and I used to do a clown costume, blah, blah, blah. So who do you think people are going to dress up like this year?
Oh, gosh. Okay.
I picked five of the top of the tops.
Jeez. I mean, I think anything political may make it, such as Donald or Kamala.
Yes.
Or even maybe Taylor Swift.
Yes.
As a political statement.
Okay.
So that will probably be one of the ones that are named. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. All of those. Like political people. Absolutely. Because it's an election year.
Yeah. Yeah.
The other ones that are the tops are Beetlejuice with the new movie that just came out.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Deadpool and Wolverine because of that movie that just came out. Taylor Swift. Chapel Roan. A lot of people will be dressing like Chapel Roan this
year.
That's a great idea. Another one is Wicked because the movie is about to come out for Thanksgiving and that's kind of getting a hype.
Yeah.
And the last one is The Joker and Harley Quinn.
I was just going to say The Joker.
Yeah. So those are kind of the top ones.
Cool.
I would love to hear what people are going to be for Halloween this year. Have we decided what we're going to be?
I thought.
Yeah, you could tell them.
I don't know what they're called. Lopez? Oof.
Lopez.
What's his name? From Adam's Family?
Gomez
Lopez.
Yes, we're going to attempt to be Gomez and Morticia Adams.
Morticia Adams.
So we'll see how
you can guess who's going to do.
See how well Jose can get into some pantyhose and a dress.
Yeah.
But if you don't have anything to do for Halloween, I feel like we've mentioned this once before, but I'll mention it again. The Rocky Horror Show is going to be happening at San Pedro Playhouse, and they are combining that with a Halloween party.
That's going to be so much fun.
Yeah. So it starts with like pre-show stuff, and there's going to be little mini tattoo artists not mini tattoo artists, but tattoo artists doing mini tattoos.
Okay.
They're not going to be little tiny people doing tattoos. But tattoo artists doing tiny tattoos. There's going to be a DJ and a bar and all kinds of
stuff.
Sounds
like fun.
It's going to be so much fun. Costume contest.
Yeah.
Yeah. So come on out. If you don't have any plans, get your tickets to go see the Rocky Horror Show.
Woo-hoo!
And go check it out. Yeah.
Well, I guess we could go into sports.
Yeah.
This has been a dramatic week for college football.
Okay. I actually know this.
So, yeah. I mean, it's been everywhere. Everywhere. Two of the top five teams lost to unranked teams.
Okay.
So that caused a ruckus. And it's caused like all
around.
It just flipped around. So number four, Tennessee, fell to Arkansas. And then number one, Alabama, fell to Vanderbilt. And Texas, UT, had a bye week. And because all of this uncertainty make them number one.
That's crazy.
So they're undefeated. So is Ohio State is number two, followed by Oregon and Penn State. All of them 5-0 this week. So pretty crazy stuff.
A&M also moved up, didn't they? They moved up to like
they're way down there.
I mean, yeah, they're not. They're not at the top.
They're not
they moved
top
up
10
from where they were.
Yeah, for sure. So if you're into college football, this is probably an exciting week.
Yeah.
So yeah, but I mean, I've been working hard on all of this segment and stuff, so that's really all I have because it was a long weekend of following this. What do you have?
Lord, Lord. One thing that I didn't mention that we did just recently, we went to a retreat. So Jose and I went.
Wow. Okay. Jose and we're going
to
go there.
To this past weekend on Saturday, we went to a men's retreat.
Sure.
It was just a day retreat and it was interesting. It was good. I enjoyed it. I had a good time. I did enjoy it.
I loved the theme.
I wanted to preface this little discussion by saying that you and I have done a lot of retreats.
Right.
Since we started dating, we were already doing like different ministry stuff. And I think we have always kind of been on the planning team of retreats.
Yeah.
We've only actually gone as like participants on just a handful. Maybe two or three.
Yeah.
It's very rare that we just go and sit there and listen. We're always a part of the planning somehow.
Listening is hard.
It's hard. It's hard. So this was a little out of our comfort zone. Tell me what you thought about it.
Well, I think the theme was really, really cool, and it was focusing on the Eucharist. This was a Catholic retreat.
Yeah.
So it was focused on the Eucharist, and I love the Eucharist. I don't know. We could go into all of that, and that's just grand. I love it.
Yeah.
Outside of we had three dynamic speakers. They were all different.
Uh-huh.
I respected that there was perspective. There was different means of understanding certain things and whatever.
Yeah.
But outside of that, it's really hard to sit into a retreat, especially with other gentlemen who are not, I don't know how to describe it, just not good at just what is it? I can't even describe how
do you want to tag me in?
Yeah, please help me out here. You can see me failing.
So it's really difficult to go on a retreat with a group of very, very very straight non-creatives. They're non-creatives, right? We know a lot of the guys that were there. I met more of the guys that were there. All very intelligent, successful men, great fathers, great husbands, all those good things. You know, they're all great guys. They're just not creatives. And so it takes a creative to do something like a retreat because, you know, there's all these different components. It's got to flow. It's got to have the right music. It's got to have the right setting. It's got to have, you know, everything has to just, there has to be a flow, a movement. An ambiance, a movement to the entire day.
Right.
And it's always, it's always a little cringy for me to watch straight guys do this. Because they're doing their best, you know, and they are just like, we planned all this out and there were a lot of things planned and it was great.
Sure.
It was just hard as a theater person who is a musician who does this all the time to sit back and watch. And maybe that was part of the experience for us, is forcing us to be in a circumstance where we had to relinquish control. You know, and so that was it. It really pushed us out of our comfort zone.
It really allowed me to practice my patience.
Yes.
To let go of the planning.
And I'm usually the one up on the mic. That's
you're
just like,
more in the,
you know, I go and I speak through and I talk through. And if the schedule isn't right or the timing isn't right, you know, you kind of you just. You keep on rolling. You figure it out.
I mean, even as timekeeper, if your next presenter is there, everyone's already sitting.
Yeah.
Let's move on. I don't care if it's 5 minutes too, because it allows more time for either more discussion.
And that did not happen.
It was driving me crazy. And I looked. And so I was over here and I looked at Miguel and he just looked at me like,
Don't say it.
Roll your eyes at me. It was a great experience. I'm glad that we were able to reset and say, okay, what's next?
Yeah, it was a good day. I'm glad we did it. I felt it was on the side of us being a gay couple, I think most of the guys there knew that.
Yeah.
And I really thought it was important for us to be present. Yeah. Right. To just be visible.
Yep.
To show that we're making an effort to be a part of this community. We're not just here to kind of take over or take the lead. We're here just to kind of, you know, be a part of that.
Right.
And so I enjoyed
really
that.
Important that we're doing that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I wanted to bring that up.
Wow.
So on April the 19th of this year, this is kind of old, pero on April the 19th of this year, a guy named Joshua, he's 24 years old.
Hi, Joshua.
He broke the Guinness World Record for the tallest hat. The tallest hat.
Tallest hat that was sitting on someone's head.
Yeah. The rule is it has to stay on your head without you holding on to it.
Okay.
And you have to walk, I think it was 10 feet or 10, yeah, like 15 feet or something like that.
Okay.
You had to be able to walk with the hat on your head. And it has to be erect. It has to be like standing up. Sure. It can't be like a Santa hat that's really long. It's got to be the tallest. So standing up. How tall do you think it was?
Oh, my God. Okay. So your head can carry up to...
Oh,
I'm joking.
Girl.
Okay, I'm going with 5 feet.
5 feet. He broke the world record with a hat that weighed 26.4 pounds.
Okay, so that's about right.
And it was 17 feet, 9.5 inches tall. Yeah, it was almost...
Girl, 18, that's as tall as a bridge.
Yeah, it was almost 18 feet tall. And so what happened was he decided during COVID, he was a college student, and during COVID, he was like, well, what am I going to do with my time? Like, I can't go to classes. I can't yada yada. And so he decided, much like we talk about all the time, he was like, there's got to be a world record out there that I can break.
No.
So he found one for the tallest hat that already existed. And he was like, How hard can this be, you know? So he started trying things and nothing worked. Well, that was during COVID. So this was in 2020.
Okay.
It took him until April of this year to figure out how to do it.
Four years?
Yeah. And so at one point he left. He went back to college. And so he ended up leaving all of the materials that he had.
I was going to say, where did he store all? Like, yeah, you need a warehouse.
Yeah, he left it all in his parents' garage because he was at his parents' house when he started this project. He left all the stuff there. And then he came back to it and tried different things.
Yeah.
Finally, he made a hat that was 17 feet, 9.5 inches tall, and won the Guinness World record.
Good for you. You know, way to set your heart into something. You know, you're like, I'm going to conquer this. And
you keep saying you're going to break a record. He said it. He did it. Now it's your turn.
4 years? I don't have 4 years. I'm almost to retirement.
All you got to do is make a hat that's 18 feet tall. Do you have any funnies for us?
No, but I know that you do.
I do.
Yes. Okay, let me judge you now.
Okay.
Wait, that's not being a good human.
I mean, I do it. What is the best car to drive in October to take in all the fall colors?
A car to take in all of the fall colors? I don't know. What kind of car?
An automobile.
Dumb.
That was a good one.
Okay.
I got another one.
How are you finding these?
How do you compliment a pumpkin on Halloween night?
By lighting it up, by saying, you're lit, girl.
That's a good one, actually. That's a great response.
How?
You tell her she's gorgeous.
Oh, Lord.
That was a good one. Okay, I got one last one.
Okay.
What do you call two spiders who get married in October?
Aren't they like intertwined in love or I don't know. What is it?
Well, newlyweds.
I get enjoyment by listening to these things. So for now on, I'm transferring that over to you.
They're newlyweds, of course.
So if I was to say that, you'd be like, that's dumb.
Well, the first one you said didn't laugh. So yeah.
It's still funny. Okay. Well, that's
our time.
No.
That's it, girl. That's it. We just gave these people 30 minutes of la nada. So,
well, that's our life.
That's what we do.
That's what we do.
That's what you're here for.
I hope you enjoyed all of this story time. And wow, we actually made stories about all of our experiences.
I know. It was a good time. If you have stories you would like to tell us, tell us what your favorite Michael Jackson song is. Or tell us who you went out with the first time you went to a gay bar.
Or a rock bar. Have you been to a rock bar?
Were you scared? What are you going to be for Halloween? Tell us your engagement story. We really want you guys to engage with us. So,
interweb. What is it?
Spiderweb. That it doesn't work that way.
Okay, go ahead.
But you can you can do that a multiple of ways. First of all, there's always our hotline, which is available, 210-816-3747.
Yeah.
You can call us or you can text us or leave us a message or whatever. We appreciate every single one of you. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at
Our Popscast.
And click follow and rate us wherever you listen to Our Popscast and leave us a comment. Let us know all of the things that we would like to know about you so we can tell the whole world.
Really?
So until next until next week.
Bye.
Oh, what are you doing to be a good human?
Bye.